As he says this, the Twilight Woman enters the tent. She looks from us to Philon and Christos and says something to Philon in their language. Philon answers in kind, and with a suspicious glance in my direction, she takes her place beside Christos. She places a hand on his back and rubs his soft fur. Philon crosses the room in two long strides and settles into a large chair made of palm fronds. As we watch, the creature lights a long, slender reed and draws deeply from it until its eyes are soft and glassy.
"We must discuss the future of the realms, priestess. We gave aid to you when you needed it. Now we expect payment."
"It is time to make the alliance," Christus thunders. "We would go to the temple and lay hands together. The magic will belong to each of us then, and we will govern ourselves as we see fit."
"But there are other considerations," I say, the knowledge that they took mortals for their own amusement burdening my mind.
"What considerations?"
Philon asks, cocking an eyebrow. "The untouchables," I say. "Where are they? They should be here."
"The untouchables,"
Neela spits.
"Bah!"
Philon exhales, and the room grows hazy.
"I sent word. They did not come, as I knew they would not."
"Why?" I ask.
"They fear change," Philon answers. "They serve without question."
"They are cowards. They have always been slaves to the Order. Diseased filth. I should rid the realms of them if I could,"
Christus bellows.
"Christus,"
Philon says, rebuking the centaur and offering him the pipe. He sneers and bats it away. Unperturbed, Philon smokes more, till the room is filled with a strong, spicy perfume that dizzies me.
"There are many tribes within the realms, priestess. You will never bring them all into accord."
"How do we know that you even told the untouchables about this meeting?" Fee says accusingly. Philon blows a stream of smoke into her face. She coughs, then raises her head for more.
"You have only my word," Philon answers.
Lean and restless, Christus paces the length of the room.
"Why should we share with those vermin the untouchables? Filth of the Order, diseased cowards, they deserve their lot."
Neela sits beside Philon and runs her fingers through the creature's silky hair.
"Let her prove her loyalty to us. Tell her to take us to the temple now."
"I won't join hands without speaking to Asher," I say. The smoke has loosened my tongue. Christus growls in anger. He kicks a table with his hoof, smashing it to pieces.
"Another stalling tactic, Philon. When will you realise you cannot make bargains with these witches?"
"They will take the magic and keep us out,"
Neela hisses. Christus looks as if he would stomp us into dust.
"We should be looking after ourselves."
Neela glares at me.
"She will betray us as the others did. How do we know she is not in league with the Order now?"
"Naim Siat!"
Philon's voice thunders in the hut till it shakes. All are cowed. Christus lowers his head. Philon releases a great cloud of smoke and turns those cat-like eyes to me.
"You promised to share the power with us, priestess. Do you revoke your word?"
"No, of course not," I say, but I am no longer certain. I fear I trusted too soon and promised too much. "I only ask for a little more time to better understand the realms and my duties." Neela sneers.
"She asks for time to plot against us."
Christus takes a position near me. He is large and intimidating. "I can offer a temporary share of the magic," I say, feeling that I must placate them. "A gift as a symbol of good faith."
"A gift?"
Christus snarls, bringing his face to mine.
"That is not the same as to own. To be gifted is not to own. Would we beg for magic from you as we did from the Order?"
"I am not of the Order," I say, trembling. Philon's gaze is cool.
"So you say, but it gets harder and harder to tell the difference."
I meant only to help."
"We do not want your help,"
Neela spits.
"We want our fair share. We want to govern ourselves at last."
Philon holds my gaze.
"We would have more than a taste, priestess. Do what you must. We shall give you time."
Neela pounces.
"But Philon!"
"We shall give you time," Philon
repeats, glaring hard at Neela. She slinks off to Christus's side, glowering at us all.
But I will not find myself without and wanting this time, priestess. I have a duty to my people. Soon we shall meet again, as friends or as enemies.